I move that we go into work session immediately on this bill, since everyone's still here in the room and seems.
Is there a motion to go into work session?
Is there a second?
Second.
Moving to second in. Any discussion? All those in favor going into work session? Is it unanimous or?
Yeah.
Anyone opposed?
Okay.
It's unanimous.
He's thinking maple syrup.
Yeah, I read that.
Okay. So you got a draft of your analysis, Chris?
Yes, I have. walking over, I completed that. And I believe the only issue here is just some fix of the language in the two sections regarding the exemptions with DEP. So.
Any discussion? I think Mr. Ferdinand had brought up the fact that there were two sections that didn't quite match. And can either you, Chris, or if you flag it, can you tell?
I haven't talked to him about it.
No, he hasn't talked to me about it, but I think it's just a matter of making sure that they read similarly and that they are consistent. And so that's probably a wording. More wording issue. This would be section 5 and 6, I believe.
Right.
If you want me to explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
In section 6, replace in line 10, it says products include a label. It says have a label instead of include a label. And then in line 12, get rid of estimates or averages and are. Just say the neutralizing value in fines are not guaranteed, because guaranteed means they're not estimates. It's repetitive. Okay? So, and then you take that paragraph and use the same language in section 5.
Okay. That's all it is. Because they had a lot more words.
Including. So includes a.
That has a.
Has a label. This is a legible if you're speaking.
Yep, that's all fine. Yeah.
Has a label. And then including.
Has a legible disclaimer on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just,
yep.
Okay. So, is there any questions on that portion of the bill? Or? Absolutely.
If we could ask for, I think this idea is a good one, but we wanted to go back and we are not looking at the whole law right now, and there was a reason we had changed that first paragraph to be clear about if they were to relabel a bag or something like that, or repackage. And I just need to look at it. I think he's got a really good idea of cleaning it up. We'd like, if we can look at it and get it back to Chris.
Yep.
With that in mind.
Yeah, I'll be bringing it back for review anyway.
Okay. We feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any consternation or
any? I move that ought to pass as amended upon language review.
Then moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
All right, so on LD 1009, the motion is ought to pass as amended. Motion by Representative Dill.
Seconded by Representative Timberlake.
Seconded by Representative Timberlake. Okay, Senator Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Sherman.
Yes.
Senator Boyle.
Yes.
Representative Hickman.
Yes.
Representative Kent.
Yes.
Representative Timberlake?
Yes.
Representative Black?
Yes.
Representative Marine?
Yes.
Representative Cray?
Yes.
And Representative Dill?
Yes.
Can I say something? Yes, go ahead.
10 members.
The vote is 10 in favor of the motion, 0 against. The vote is unanimous. The motion passes.
Representative Cray?
I would just like to say thank you for all the constituents and all the work that they did on this bill. We did dig into this pretty hard last year, and there was a lot of work that was done. I just want to say thank you for everybody that did that work.
Sounds good. Well, that's great.